Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Can you picture Jesus trying to deceive somebody? I mean, nothing could be further from being like the Lord. Lying and deception is the characteristic of carnal, ungodly people. If they are Christians, they're immature. They haven't grown up in Him at all. And we live in a society that makes excuses for lying. They're Christians. I've had Christian people in different areas of ministry. You know, look at you if you say anything about lying. So, well, like you've never told a lie. Well, not lately. And I believe one could go decade after decade and not tell a lie.
Amen. That's right.
And I believe it's an awful thing that one ought to hit the floor and repent for if you did tell a lie. And you don't look at, I only told one this week. Everybody lies all the time. No, they don't.
Amen.
No, they don't. Get your mind renewed. If you're going to grow up, you have to get rid of lying. And you got to speak what?
Truth.
The truth. The truth. And how?
In love.
In love. Two areas. Can you see this?
Good.
How many believe these are two of the big, big components of growing up? What are they? Truth
and love.
Say it out loud. Truth
and love.
And love. Truth and love. You know, when you talk about growing up, a lot of times people equate growing up spiritually with developing in the gifts of the Spirit and being sensitive to the Lord and being led of the Lord. Did you know you can have manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit in your life and be a baby? Oh, yeah. The church at Corinth, they had so much tongues and so much of those things that they had to have instruction, you know. And yet he said, you're carnal. You're babies. So just because you got used in a gift of the Spirit doesn't mean you're mature. Think on that for just a moment. Hallelujah. While I'm thinking about that myself, turn to, actually it's in this same chapter. Down a little bit later in the chapter to the 22nd verse. Well, 20th verse. He said, you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard Him and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus. Say that out loud. The truth is in Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the light, the life. Talking about that just a moment ago, one of the things that hinders so many people from operating properly and growing in the gifts of the Spirit is falseness. If you're going to pretend and put on, you won't have the real thing. It will get in the way of the real thing. You're trying to pretend that you have revelation and you don't. You're trying to pretend that you're anointed and that God's moving on you, and He's not. These things are not imaginary like some people think. They're real. And you either have them or you don't. And you can't produce them just by intense spiritual effort. I'm going to produce a word of knowledge. I'm going to produce a word of wisdom. I'm going to produce, you know. No, it doesn't work like that. Some of you have heard me tell this, but it'll bear repetition. I first started helping Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, who's in heaven now. One of the first meetings that he took Phyllis and I on, and it was up in the Northeast, and we were just so thrilled to be there. I mean, I was sitting in the front seat with the driver, and Phyllis was sitting with Brother Hagin and Mom Hagin in the back. And, man, I just felt like we were in the glory, just riding in the car and going to the meeting. And they're going to let me speak, too. Man. And So, you know, I'm trying to be quiet because I realize I'm so young and so dumb. And I just smile a lot and listen. And Brother Hagin is sitting directly behind me. And this is the big night service. And I mean, we've been having some strong moves of the Spirit. He reaches up and grabs the back of the seat that I'm sitting in. He's directly behind me. And just starts shaking it like that. And goes, woo, woo, woo. I mean, the car was just quiet. Nobody was saying anything. And Brother Hagin's just going, woo, woo, and shaking me. I'm shaking like this. He said, boy, you feel that? I thought, oh, God, oh, God. Because I didn't feel a thing. Except the seat shake. And him hollering, I could feel the wind hitting my hair from him hollering going, woo, woo, woo. It's Brother Hagin. This is my elder. And we all respected his spirituality. And he's going, boy, did you feel that? I thought, oh, God. This is it. This is it. He's going to find out just how unspiritual I am right now. And he probably won't even take me back anymore. I thought, but I can't lie. It's quiet again. I said, no, sir. He laughed. He said, me neither. Just cackle, just laughing. He said, me neither. He thought that was so fun. Now, what if? See, I was thinking he's going to think I'm unspiritual because I didn't feel this. And that this is going to be it. You know, he may not take me back anymore. But really, it was the other way, wasn't it? What if I'd have said, Yeah. Well, now that you mention it, woo, woo, woo. He really would have known how unspiritual. Now see, we're talking about growing up here, aren't we? What shows more maturity? Trying to work something up? Trying to act like you got something you don't have? You see something you don't see? You perceive something you don't perceive? That is the sign of immaturity. Because it's not truth. Oh, do y'all see that or not? How far do you want to go with God? How far do you want to be used? People who really are spiritual, they can see falseness 5 miles away. Did you hear me? They can see right through your facade and your show and your hiding and your covering stuff. How many know Jesus, He is the most spiritual of all? And what does the Bible say? All things are open and naked before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. He sees it all. So if you're smart, what will you do? No front. No falseness. No pretense. Certainly no deception. Speaking the truth. This is how we're going to grow up, friends. Can you see this? This is how we're going to grow up. Speaking the truth. There is so much problems in this area concerning faith. So many people, bless their hearts, are calling it faith, but they're just pretending. What is pretending? Pretending is not truth. So how could it be faith? Is there any deception involved in faith? Is there any falseness or pretense involved in faith? Could be none. Not the faith of God. But people play. People pretend. No. Faith, and you know, y'all got quiet on that one. People say, well, the Bible said, you know, calling the things as though they're not. No, it didn't. Calling the things that be not. As though they were. Well, same thing. No, it's not. No, it's not. But people have gotten confused on that point, haven't they? And you know, that's why some doctors think they have problems with folks like me that preach healing. Because they have, you know, people that believe in healing will go to them and want them to give them an examination and help them. But then they won't tell them anything's wrong. And so the doctors examine them and poking, and they poke, and they go, oh, that hurts. No, I have no pain. In Jesus' name. What? No, I can't say that. Have no pain. Have no pain in Jesus' name. What did the Bible say to deny the pain?
No, sir.
Hmm? Did it?
No.
Did it? A lot of people think it did. It did not. In fact, turn there right now. Turn to Romans 4. Let's go to the scripture. Read it. What does it say and what does it not say? Anybody remember this?
Yes.
Romans 4. What does faith do? What is it? Verse 17? Romans 4, 17. He said, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead. And God does what? Calls those things that be as though they're not. That's not what it said. He does what? Calls those things that what?
Be not.
We're talking about something that's not, as opposed to something that is. God's a creator. He calls things into existence that were not there. And if you take that and twist it around, then you're denying something that is in existence and calling it faith. And the Lord never told you to do that. That's why so much confusion has erupted in so-called faith circles, this kind of thing. Somebody's 3 months behind on paying their bills and the creditor calls. And they say, no, I have no bills in Jesus' name. Rundai shundai untamai botai. And pray in tongues. People think they're spiritual. And they're immature babies trying to play with spiritual principles. Don't even know what they're doing. Do we need to grow up?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Grown Up Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603J. That's R1603J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.